Now we move on to the short-term chart and data. This time we're using the advanced decline oscillator, which is a smoother oscillator, better for finding bottoms than the more complicated volume oscillator. And you'll see that I've have this red line down at the bottom, which is the deep low, and the note of the recent plunge is that there's no double bottom. In other words, we had an initial low, which was down in the vicinity of levels which are comparable to the other three lows ahead of time that preceded it during the bullish phase. You rallied up to the zero line, and then you come down and you've made a lower low, and we're now getting down to this deep low area where lows were made in the early March 09 period, and that's part of a bear market trend, and that is a characteristic of a bear market, we'll say it. The fact that you have this is the in my introduction is the bouncing ball problem. Okay, you see if you look at the peak in the momentum up into March, you see it goes down and then it has a little rally and a little more rally, then it drops sharply. That's the bouncing ball down the staircase, and then so you in this early May low, you have reasonable prospects for, which we interpreted as the 13-week cycle. You have reasonable prospects for a low because you haven't violated any problems, and then you have this rally, and then on the next wave down, you find out there's another problem. Okay, so you're in that discovery problem. The thing that he's not going to do too much of when we get to doing the short-term work and so forth is doing a lot of this bouncing ball business is gets you to focus on things that are not important, because the people that kept focusing on the corrections, seeing big corrections during the bullish phase, are now going to be getting to turn around the opposite way, and they're going to see big rallies where they don't exist from the oversold condition up until the point where the advanced decline oscillator makes a rising bottoms pattern while the market is still weak. And that is the key to the interpretation that we'll be doing. The fact that there is no double bottom here means that, likely means that what's happened on Friday is the market's it had come down in the first selling wave, went up to the black line, which is the mid channel, and it broke through and caused a selling panic. With you can see that the arms ratio went up to 4, which is a new high. In a panic, the arms ratio can just keep, is that the ball keeps bouncing down the stairs, keeps getting higher and higher and higher. In 87, I believe the arms ratio was like over 20 or 30 by the time they sold out at the end of it. So there really isn't any limit to what you can do. The characteristic that sometimes happens, and we won't know until next week, is that you break below the low, and then you get a flush out of sellers. And then what you do is you just pull back to the previous, to the breakout point, the breakdown point, and then you roll over and you go down in a third wave, and that's the one that's going to take the oscillator to its ultimate low, and then from that low you start going looking for the double bottom or pattern to get a reversal, which usually turns out to be the prelude to that is a rally via the arrival of a new T. So you don't try to draw the trend lines in the T, because the danger is that you're in a distribution pattern now, and you haven't reached where was the accumulation money, and the big money is not looking for a bottom and trying to buy the weakness now. So you stay away from that. You revert back to a simple analysis, which is to find a bottom condition. Then you go looking around to say, well, are we at the center post of a T, or are we rallying at the end of a T, or whether the T was bullish or bearish, or one of those other things. You have to come at it from this direction, because otherwise you lose your focus on the what I talked about in the introduction, that the problems are coming on faster than you can think of them. So in any case, I would say that one of the things that you look at when you go into the new weeks, now if you look at the advanced decline line, which is going to be our next topic, you can see that you had a wave down, and you had a 50% retracement. You can come up a little bit more in the advanced decline line next week, but usually you won't come above the low that was seen a couple of weeks ago, and then you'll turn down. When you get about three waves down in, you can start, it starts to get a little bit more interesting. But whether that's true or not is it depends on what you see when you get there. So they're not going to make too many comments about the prospects for a bottom until you actually should be able to see it in the advanced decline oscillator. If you get into a very deep condition, you have to watch the advanced decline oscillator very carefully, because the rising bottoms pattern can be actually occur in the last 2 or 3 days of a long sell-off, and you kind of got to stay on top of it. But it should be relatively clear when it does occur. So that's it. Now we're going to turn on to our next topic. Thank you.